Well, good morning. Especially a good morning to those people who are still coming in. So that's very nice. And a good morning to those of you who are not here, but are there. And we're happy to have you there. Someday we'd like you to be here. Okay, do we have any announcements this morning?
The flower list out back on the bulletin board is very empty. So thank you to Sylvia Hilmer for again providing flowers, because apparently she has an abundance at her house. But if anybody else has an abundance at their house and wants to share flowers, pick a date on the very empty calendar.
Okay. My birds have been very nicely planting sunflowers. I can do sunflowers next week. Write that down. And just an incidental thing, because Sylvia had brought it up. Jammers do love coming to this church. I heard the report that it was airy. That's a good thing, to have an airy place to play. And parking. We got a great place for jamming.
The erasers are here, so we don't need any erasers for the school kits. I ordered them on Friday, and they were delivered yesterday. I was amazed.
Okay. So now we need pencils to make sure that the erasers get used, huh? Anything else? I'd like to just share a personal something that happened yesterday. When we were at Care and Share, Saturday is a very special day because some things are 75% off, and there are people who come on Saturday just to get the 75% things. And yesterday, one of the volunteers came into the back room where we do the packing and pricing and that sort of thing, to share a sales slip with us that just happened out in the store. And it was a lady who was buying for Honduras. I'm not sure if it probably was family. Anyway, her bill was $400 and some. And they were all 75% purchases. So that was a lot of material. And whether it's going to Healthy Ninos, who knows? But it's going to Honduras, and it's going to family, probably. And they come every Saturday to check, to find out if they can have cartfuls of things. So it's exciting. And the important thing is that if you're giving for this particular ministry, you make sure that there are items that can be used, like not winter coats, you know, which apparently was seen that some people send things like that without realizing there probably is no time of the year that it ever gets that they get ready for winter coats and things. But anyway, it was just amazing because we were all in awe. We couldn't imagine that many carts full of stuff. But we knew it was going to a good place and definitely a needy place. So thank you for thinking of those things when you take care of things you send down to Care and Share to be sold. All right, if there are no other announcements, let's turn in your bulletin to the call to worship, which is Romans 7, 15 to the beginning of 25. And read and think carefully, because it's almost a tongue twister. this call to worship. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do.
And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me.
I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
Will rescue me from this body of death. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Let us pray. Come, gracious God. We enter this place out of a broken, hurting, and often violent world. Where we lay blame, you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion. When we respond in anger, you, O Lord, are slow to anger and rich in love. When we rely on weapons of war, you, O Lord, come gentle and riding on a donkey. When we despoil the earth with our greedy consumption, you, O Lord, have compassion on all you have made. When the world we experience is too much for us, your love is greatest. Thank you for giving us into your gracious presence. Thank you for inviting us into your gracious presence. We pray in the name of Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen. All right, let's turn in our hymnals to number 338. I know not why God's wondrous grace, and let's rise.
Thank you.
You may be seated. All right, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary for collections. And if you're not here, you can send it. You can make sure it comes in. It's always a good time to get new things and time that we need to remember. In the summer, sometimes people forget to give. So just a reminder. Let's pray. O God, our offerings proclaim that work and worship are one, that life is undivided. Use these gifts for your church's ministry of reconciliation, of service, and mercy. Amen. Okay, we have a hymn that I thought looked like a new hymn, and then I realized, oh, no, it's a familiar tune after all. See if you know what it is. Page 540, called Strong, Righteous Man of Galilee. Yeah, you can stand up. Thank you.
Thank you.
You may be seated.
This morning's scripture is in Matthew chapter 11. We'll read 16 through 19, and then some things happen, and we'll pick it back up at 25 to 30. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to each other. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her actions. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was for your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Good morning. It's great to see all of you. We've got some old friends and some new friends there. So welcome, everybody, and hello to those at home. So happy summer. Remember those days when we were in school? For some of you, it was just a few weeks back, maybe. And all day long, we dealt with rules and imperfect, sometimes dramatic friendships. We had tests. There were the stresses of doing homework and a million activities. It's just go, go, go. Until June arrives. And the magical month of June. Song of Solomon says it beautifully. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. It's time for summer vacation. For me, June meant that my cousin Amy was going to arrive from California, and together we would run around the farm like feral girls, playing Charlie's Angels and other dumb games. And then we'd go to Puerto Rico and stay there with her dad, my Uncle David, and we'd go to the beach. We'd see all the people we hadn't seen in a year. We'd eat black bean soup and old San Juan, and drive up to the rainforest in my Uncle David's Land Rover that had metal seats and no windshield wipers, which was super interesting in the rainforest. And most of all, we would work in our family restaurant. So my job was to pick up pastries from the Swiss Chalet, which involved driving my Uncle David's station wagon through San Juan. And I learned to drive while I was in Puerto Rico. And though they do have lines on the road, it's okay to make a two-lane highway into a three- or four-lane highway. And it's okay to drive on the sidewalks if you need to. And it's okay to ease your way through an intersection no matter what color the light is. And it's okay to drive the wrong way down a one-way street because, after all, the one-way signs say transito and they point both ways. We never understood that, so just go, I guess. And even though summer was full of activities, it was so joyful. Like, we weren't over-supervised. We actually were not supervised at all. We played hard. We laughed till our stomachs hurt. Uncle David was a bachelor, so his apartment was, let's say, not pristine. We didn't do much cleaning. We didn't do any cleaning. We ate out all the time because, well, that's what you do when your family owns a restaurant. And it was awesome. It was so much fun. We had so many memories from Puerto Rico, and I could tell you some stories. I always felt relaxed there during the summer. It wasn't that nothing was expected of us. Like, we had responsibilities every day, from pastry pickup to being sous chefs to making pizza dough or helping with the reconciliation and the receipts every day, sometimes bussing tables or cleaning bar glasses. But it never felt crazy stressful like the school year did. Uncle David was a loving presence. He was always there, but never overbearing. And Amy was like my summer sister. I hope you'll meet her one day. We bickered sometimes, but we had so much fun. We loved each other, and we had each other's backs. Every day was a wild adventure. And this feeling of summer rest is what I picture when I think about living in the kingdom. This is what the Gospel of Matthew is about. It's about approaching and living into God's kingdom. Jesus paints a picture of this kingdom in the Sermon on the Mount, and then he tells us parables to show us the difference between the kingdom, with the big K, and the kingdom, meaning the empire, with the little K. Jesus was saying that when things are right in the world, we can truly rest in God. It's like summer rest, like summer vacation. So when each of us, our lights shine, we can rest. When Jesus becomes our center and our model, we can rest. When there's peace, love, and reconciliation among us, we can rest. When women are respected and cherished, never discarded, we can rest. When our word is simply yes or no, we can rest. When we do not absorb the bad behavior of others, we can rest. When we love like God, like everyone, even our enemies, no exceptions, we can rest. When we quietly share everything we have so that no one is in need, then we can all rest. When we have a personal relationship with God and align to God's kingdom vision, we can rest. When we don't worry and trust God to provide us with everything we need, we can rest. When we leave judgment to God, we can rest. And when we know truth and goodness because we're following Jesus, we can rest. God's kingdom is like the ultimate summer rest. Yet this is not to say that all these rules have to be followed in order to find rest. God's spirit and our spirits, they know one another. There's love and comfort there on both sides. Throughout Scripture, we read this phrase, "The Spirit rested on him," or "the Spirit rested on them." So when like meets like, they know one another. Both are at home and can truly rest. And as God's children, we're like infants, close to our parents, like dependent, openly expressive of our basic needs. Have you ever seen a baby fall asleep on their parent's chest? And then the parent falls asleep too. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Both can rest. It can also cause massive chin injuries, but that's another story. Do we all have that little scar in our ear? Yep. The point is that parent and child can rest with one another and in one another. This kingdom vision that Jesus presents in the Sermon on the Mount prepares us for his words in Matthew 11 when he talks about his easy yoke and his light burden. These are among Jesus' best known words in the New Testament. He says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying those heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And the word usually translated as light means what we think it does, like something that's light in terms of weight, doesn't weigh a lot. But the other word associated with Jesus' yoke, the Greek word krestos, means something more like easy. Like, krestos carries it with the idea of kindness and pleasantness. In other words, when we all walk with Jesus in God's kingdom, it feels as light and easy and pleasant, like the best summer day on a summer vacation. Jesus' yoke is the opposite of what we'd usually associate with yokes. A regular yoke is something heavy on your shoulders. It's a big, clunky, ugly, controlling chunk of wood that steers you through the fields while you're doing hard labor. Like when you're toiling in the school year with deadlines and tests. Jesus' yoke is pleasant and gentle and kind. It's easy to bear. Like when someone you love places their hand on your shoulder and encourages you, loves you, and leads you gently and lovingly to walk with them to that place that feels like home, where we can all flourish and hang happily in a hammock together and truly bask in summer rest. This is why Paul tells us in Romans, "For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self." He delights in it because he's following Jesus. And when we do that, we are aligned with God's Holy Spirit, asleep on God's chest, as it were. We're in God's kingdom. Yet, if we keep following our earthly kings and worshiping our earthly idols and holding them above God, we will continue to suffer in the world's ways with the empire's yoke on our shoulders. We sense the effects of that now in our world, right? I mean, watch the news. It's heavy stuff. It doesn't feel like summer rest out there. But as God's disciples, when we live into the kingdom together, when we make the Sermon on the Mount our way of life in sync with God's Holy Spirit, it's heavenly. Our lights shine. Jesus is our center. There's peace, love, and reconciliation all around. Women are respected and cherished. Our word is simply yes or no. We don't absorb the bad behavior of others because we're laser focused on the kingdom. We love everyone. We share everything and no one is in need. We love and know God and God knows and loves us. We trust God to provide us with everything we need. We don't have to judge anyone or anything. We can leave that to God. God does that hard work. We know truth and goodness because it lives with us in Jesus. This is the ultimate summer rest. Last week we talked about little ones, that phrase that normally refers to children, but in Matthew's passage it referred to disciples, like us. We're disciples. We're like children of God coming home for summer break. So let's let the school year end so we can be where we belong and live the life we're supposed to live, where God the Father gives us a good snack and then smears on our suntan lotion and nudges us outside with Jesus, where we can feel the warm sun on our shoulders, where we can take a nap in the breezy shade and build amazing sandcastles and play paddleball and search for seashell treasures, where we can float in the soft salt water and end our day with a clam bake on the beach with Jesus and our friends. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. Keep seeing that in your mind's eye. Keep generating that feeling of that in your body. God put that longing there. God put that there. Because God's spirit and our spirit are at home in each other, with one another. And we both want the same things. God wants to chill with us in a hammock on a breezy summer day. God does not want to fight in the aisles of Idols Are Us with all our crazy empire toys. So try to let some of those go. Let's seek rest more in all of our seasons, to try and find that feeling of summer rest every day, where Jesus' burden is easy and his yoke is light. Let's pray. God of compassion, we give you thanks for your steadfast love, for the salvation you have revealed to us, your little ones, for being our home and our summer rest. Through Christ Jesus, our wisdom and our strength, teach us to take up his gentle yoke and find summer rest from our burdens and cares. Amen. Please rise and let's sing hymn number 121, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name.
Thank you.
Pray with me. God, you're a friend of those in need, and that's all of us. Jesus took our burdens and blessed us with your Spirit to accompany and empower us as we approach your beautiful kingdom, where we can rest and feel at ease with you. We lift up prayers for relief when we feel overcome by heavy yokes and the burdens of the world, so that we can find our way back to you. And as we align our wills with yours, our spirits with yours, hear the prayers of your people in this moment of silence. We pray also as you call us to bless our enemies, for the hungry, the poor, and oppressed to be fed and uplifted, for peace to replace war and violence, for our children, youth, and young adults to thrive, for the sick to be healed, for our earth and all its creatures to be healthy, for the leaders of our institutions to be kind, wise, and guided by love, for workers of all kinds to find rest and fulfillment, for this church, our ministries, and our families, friends, and pets to live in a continued state of blessing. Jesus, we love you so much, and we pray as you taught us. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Yours is the kingdom, power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for our blessing and final hymn. This week, I invite you to find and savor summer rest. Sit in the sun, watch the fireflies at night, commune with our loving God and with friends and family and neighbors. Find strength and joy in this kingdom way. Let's sing hymn number 553. I am weak and I need thy strength.